the verdict. It may have begun with a bang, but it ended with a whimper. The acquittal of George Zimmerman for the slaying of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was, for a generation of youth, a wake-up call. Young people around the country made this their cause and believed, as only young people can, that justice would soon be theirs. But belief and knowledge are two very different things. While it is true that national protest forced the state of Florida to try Zimmerman, they did not result in the ends they sought. Zimmerman, son of a judge, defended by a lawyer who was the husband of a judge, received a trial all right, but not one that most folks are aware of. An almost all-white jury threw it out in roughly a day and a half of deliberations. What does it mean? Well, it means precisely what you think it means. That black life is as cheap as day-old pretzels. That white life is privileged and important. And that white fear is the operative perspective from which all court action flows. For if we reverse the two principles here, and Trayvon survived this encounter, who can doubt that he would be en route to Stark, Florida, the home of Death Row and its infamous death chamber? Trayvon would have had an overworked and underpaid public defender who would have considered a life sentence a victory. Who seriously doubts this proposition? As long as that holds true, the talk of equality is as fantastic as, well, stories about Santa Claus. What we talk about, freedom, justice, equality, and fair trials, is just that, talk. When one enters a courtroom, the talk ceases. It's time for legal war. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.